Hey, Dan. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing very well. I had an incident with my daughter. We had our snow days here. Most of the schools were closed down.
Mm-hmm.
I called the school. There was no answer. So I figured, well, maybe there is school, maybe there's not, and maybe they're just running late. And so she went down to the bus. I figured, you know, she went to school. She didn't come back. She called me at 3 o'clock and said, Mom, you know what? I've been at my friend's house the entire day.
Okay. How old is she?
Almost 12.
Okay. I don't know if you ask her this or not, but I like to ask her what she was thinking.
I asked her that.
What'd she say?
She says, well, I thought it was okay.
You know, Lori, it sounds like she doesn't fear you. Yeah, she's got to have a little fear. I know that sounds weird, but your kids do need to fear you a little bit, and that they build a relationship on that. It's called respect. You know, I'm going to throw something really wild out there, and you can do it if you want. I mean, please don't. Don't do it if you want. It's wild. You know, when you get a child that's 12 in this culture, and they're doing things that could have been so dangerous. I mean, just watch the news. There is a movie out there. It's called Taken. It's a horrific movie. I don't know if you want to put that in her mind, but it's totally terrifying. And I don't recommend it for kids, but kids who have no fear, I recommend it. Has she seen it?
I don't know. She goes to her dad's house like every other weekend. At his house, she gets whatever she wants.
Okay. Then that, I didn't ask about that. That's a good piece of it, is that she is now, she's split between two accountabilities, and so she's decided she's accountable to herself. She can do what she wants. So this is between you and her.
You've tried calling, you know, a police officer coming down and talking to her,
mm-hmm.
You know, later her, and they're like, well, she doesn't has not committed any crime, so
right.
We can't do that. So,
no. But to scare her, the movie, would your husband come sit and watch it with you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, then I would bring him in. If you've got that kind of relationship, I'd bring him in and say, you know, at 12, she begins to be accountable for her own life. What I would do now is, you're right, and saying, you know, I can't trust you. Don't bad dog her. Just say, you know, I didn't realize that you had to be watched so much. So now I got to watch you. You're not going to stay home alone, and we're definitely not going to let you go places when we're not exactly sure. Yeah, so we have to check up on everything, and that's a big job. And take responsibility for that. Say, I guess I released you a little bit too early, but I would sit down with her and watch the movie with her and her dad and talk about the dangers that are in the world. And the kids at 12, they feel very inoculated from danger.
Yes,
that's
yes.
Why you're going to have to do something kind of drastic that you wouldn't normally do for a kid. Make it scary.